Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Chris Walsh. Samsung unveiled its latest line of Galaxy smartphones in San Francisco this morning. So Chris, tell me about all the new bells and whistles.
Sure. So there's the usual stuff, you know, a faster processor, better cameras, all the usual, tons of AI features and software tricks. There's one new piece of the hardware at the top tier phone that I think is going to sell a lot of people on this phone.
What was
and
that?
So that's called...
Yeah, the privacy screen?
Yeah. So that's called the privacy display, and it's built into the hardware. So when you turn this mode on, it makes the screen much harder to see from the side. And so if, you know, say someone's on the train trying to see your screen or at the office or anywhere, really, it just makes your phone much harder to snoop on. Now, you can leave this on all the time, or you can have it switch on for certain apps like banking apps or your email app or Slack and so on. You can even have it just hide your notifications. So most of the screen stays visible, but all of your notifications are just can't be seen by anybody trying to snoop on you. So pretty clever hardware innovation, I think.
What you talked about AI tricks. What caught your eye?
There's a new Gemini feature where it can actually hail an Uber on your behalf. So you just ask it to, you know, give me an Uber to SFO, and it'll actually go through all the steps. You can watch this happen and see what it's doing, how it's thinking. And so you can stop it at any time. But yeah, it's getting closer to like doing stuff on our behalf, you know, like stuff like that.
Well, I think that hailing an Uber is pretty cool already. But
exactly. That's a good start.
Based on what you saw, how does this compare to an iPhone?
I mean, Samsung has its own ecosystem, its own customers who have had these phones for years. People hold onto their phones longer nowadays, so it takes, you know, quite a bit to have them step up to something new. I think maybe the privacy screen has a good shot of that, because we don't see like new hardware innovations very often that actually change the way you use your phone day to day. So I think they've got a good shot this year.
Now, you've been testing out what the Samsung Tri-Fold phone.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of cool, but also, you know, not ready for prime time?
Super cool, but fairly impractical for most consumers, seeing as it costs $2,900, which even I as a techie can't really rationalize, you know, paying for a smartphone. But it is amazing. It's a, you know, it's a standard phone in your hands, and it unfolds into a 10-inch tablet that's great for video. We're trying to, like, use it as a laptop, you know, for like small tasks on the weekend at the coffee shop. But again, it is just so expensive. It's a preview of the future, for sure, the future, I mean, but it's not quite here yet. But if you want to dive in and you're flush with a ton of cash, then, you know, it's a fun toy for sure.
Now, is it true that you can actually have multiple apps open and you have one on one side, one in the middle, and one on the left?
Yeah, so you can run three at once, actually. So say you're... trying to travel somewhere, you want to book a flight or find a good restaurant or search Reddit for like what the best spots in town are. You can do all that at once without having to like hop between apps at the same time. So it's pretty nice. But you know, is that convenience worth almost $3,000? That's, you know, for each person to decide.
Is Samsung the one closest to coming out with something close like this? I mean, obviously you said this is kind of a preview of what we may get later.
I mean, there have been, you know, tons and tons of rumors for the first folding iPhone coming this fall. So we're going to see Apple's approach to this formula, see how they say the best approach is. But it's definitely, you know, there is this the shift happening where these foldables are starting to become slowly more mainstream. But by and large, phones like the S26 are far more popular with most consumers still.
Chris, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Chris Walsh. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.